The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. That we'll be talking about the concept of tawbah, various aspects about it. And I wanted to start, which I actually somehow missed out yesterday, with the ayat that which I selected as the theme. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 222, he talks about one of the ghusl, the ablution that which is wajib for the Muslims. And at the end of that, he ends by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الطَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ, which means that verily Allah loves those who do tawbah, and He loves those who cleans themselves. Now, when you look at the wording, sometimes you see even a single word, the way it has been used in the ayat of Quran, is a point of reflection. The ayat is about ghusl, one of the aghsal, which are wajib. At the end, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ended the ayat by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ, it would have been relevant. That he talked about taharat, and he says he loves those who do taharat. But in between here, before that, he adds these words, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الطَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. What is tawbah to do with that theme? This is where the point of reflection comes in. And when you think about it, this is an indirect message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give to us. That although the ayat is talking about physical cleanliness in form of ghusl, but Allah wants to emphasize that before that, more important is the purification of the soul. And therefore, He says, I love those who do tawbah. Because remember yesterday we talked about it. The body, when it becomes najis, we make it tahir and pure by using water. The soul, when it becomes najis, corrupt, we purify it by the process of tawbah. And by saying that yuhibbu tawwabin before yuhibbu al-mutatahirin, it's an indication that yes, we have to keep ourselves clean, but remember the purity of the soul is even more important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very beautifully, you know, explained in the Islamic teachings. Sometimes we are told that in Islam, you know, God is very stern, you know, revengeful, and it's all about azab and jahannam. They don't know that when it comes to the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is more powerful. Look at Surah number 39, ayat 53, a beautiful ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, O Muhammad, say to my servants who have been unjust to themselves. When we commit sins, we are putting ourselves into the, you know, liability of azab. So we are being unjust to ourselves. O Muhammad, say to these people, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is willing to forgive all the sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most forgiving and the merciful. However, one point here, we should not be thinking that, oh, it's a blank check that we have. asrafu ala anfusihim, who have been unjust to themselves, not about others, that still has accountability. There is door of tawbah there, but inshallah will come later on one of the discussions, the conditions of acceptance of the tawbah for the sins where we have violated the rights of others. But for tonight, let me end with a very beautiful ayat again. Adam alayhi salam is our father. You know, he had concern for us and he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have this, you know, Babu Tawbah, the door of Tawbah open for us. But there is another entity in this universe who also deserve our thanks, because they also constantly pray for the forgiveness of those who are good doers and the mu'mineen. And those are the malaika. In surah number 40, which is known as Surah Al-Mu'min or Surah Ghafir, you know, Ghafir is more probably relevant. It talks about the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, ayat number 7, 8, and 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلُهُ, that those angels who bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who encircle around it, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they glorify the praise of their Lord and believe in Him. And what else do they do? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and they ask forgiveness for the believers. How do they do that? They say, رَبَّنَا وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا, O our Lord, whose mercy and knowledge embraces everything. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ, O Allah, forgive those who have done tawbah. So they are especially, you know, emphasizing on those who have done tawbah and who have followed your path. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and, you know, save them from the fire of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتَ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتُهُمْ, and Allah, admit them into the perpetual gardens that you have promised them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَزُرِّيَاتِهِمْ, and not only them, but their good parents and spouses and their children. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, you are the powerful and the wise. وَقِهِمْ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and O Allah, keep them away from the consequences of evil deeds. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and whoever keeps away from the consequences of the evil deeds. فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ, O Allah, you have showered your rahmah on him. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and your rahmah on someone, that is indeed a great achievement. And so remember, tawbah has a very crucial role in our life and the salvation in the hereafter. And always remember that Allah's mercy is there, His forgiveness is there. Actually, 91 times in the Quran, He calls Himself as Al-Ghafoor. And 5 times He calls Himself as Al-Ghaffar.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.